The rationale for the CASTOR study are, first, daratumumab is a monoclonal antibody that had demonstrated to be effective as single agent in relapsed and refractory myeloma patients. On the other side, bortezomib and dexamethasone has been one of the standards of care for relapsed and refractory myeloma patients. And we had some results coming from early phases trials showing that the combination of daratumumab plus bortezomib was feasible from the safety point of view and also because the combination resulted efficacy. So this was the main rationale to plan this CASTOR trial, a phase 3 randomized trial in which 498 relapsed and refractory myeloma patients were randomized to receive VD, bortezomib and dexamethasone for 8 cycles, the standard of care for this patient population, versus bortezomib dexamethasone plus daratumumab, and this is the experimental arm. This study has been conducted in a randomized way, so 498 patients were randomized to receive VD, bortezomib and dexamethasone, versus bortezomib dexamethasone plus daratumumab. The control arm included the administration of 8 cycles with bortezomib at a dose of 1.3 milligrams per square meter on days 1, 4, 8 and 11 in combination with a low-dose dexamethasone. The experimental arm included the administration of VD for 8 cycles plus daratumumab. Daratumumab was given at a dose of 16 milligrams per kilo IV weekly during the first 3 cycles, every 3 weeks during the cycles number 4 to 8, and after the cycle number 8, patients continued receiving daratumumab single agents just once per month. The main results of the CASTOR study are the benefit in terms of progression-free survival. This was the primary endpoint, and this primary endpoint was met in June 2016 when the median follow-up was only 7 months. During this ASH meeting, I will present an update efficacy data of the CASTOR study when a median follow-up of 13 months. And what we can confirm is the sustained benefit in terms of progression-free survival for daratumumab, bortezomib and dexamethasone over bortezomib and dexamethasone alone. The median progression-free survival has not been reached in DVD arm, whilst it was 7.2 months in the control arm. In addition, the overall response rate was also significantly superior, and I would note the complete response rate because 26% of the patients in the experimental arm achieved complete response, significantly superior to the complete response rate obtained in the control arm. In addition, this benefit of DVD over VD was maintained regardless of the number of prior lines of therapy, 1 versus 2, 3 prior lines of therapy. Also, if we evaluate the cytogenetic status, I would say that DVD resulted also superior to VD in both patient population, standard risk, and patients with high-risk cytogenetic abnormalities. Also, we have evaluated the role of minimal residual disease in this trial, and a minimal residual disease negative is an excellent surrogate marker for progression-free survival for both DVD and VD arm. But what I would like to note is that the percentage of patients achieving minimal residual disease negative was significantly higher for DVD versus VD. And in fact, if we select the sensitivity threshold of 10 to the minus 5, 12% of the patients achieved complete response with minimal residual disease negative, what is really relevant. The results of the CASTOR trial will impact in our clinical practice. Why? Because our patients in first line of therapy are receiving now bortezomib-based combinations during a fixed period of time or continuous treatment with lenalidomide and dexamethasone or a regime based on continuous treatment with lenalidomide. So at the moment of first relapse, daratumumab in combination with bortezomib and dexamethasone represents an excellent option for those patients coming from lenalidomide and dexamethasone, because it represents a switch in the drug class, bortezomib and dexamethasone, plus the addition of the monoclonal component. And we have evaluated that the group of patients who most benefit from DVD are the patients who had received only one prior line of therapy. And in case of the first line of therapy is a bortezomib-based combination during a fixed period of time, DVD represents an excellent option to retreat the patients at the moment of first relapse with bortezomib dexamethasone plus daratumumab, because again, in the CASTOR trial, 2/3 of the patients had been previously exposed to bortezomib in the first line of therapy, and the efficacy was maintained, especially in this patient population.